Unit 4. Exercise 2.
Now we come to the engine. The principle of the internal combustion engine has not changed in the last 100 years. The engine takes in fuel and air, which is compressed in a combustion chamber. Then, this mixture is ignited by a spark plug to produce an explosion, which moves the piston in the cylinder. The up and down motion of the piston in the cylinder is converted into rotational motion by the crankshaft. The rotational force generated by the engine is known as torque. The size of the engine determines the power. The more cylinders there are, the more powerful the engine. This power is transmitted through the clutch, the gearbox, the propeller shaft, in rear wheel and four wheel drive, and the axles to the wheels. The position of the engine can vary, but generally speaking, it is mounted at the front. In some sports cars, the engine is mounted at the rear, for example, Porsche, or in the middle, for example, Ferrari or Lamborghini, because of weight distribution. So, that's enough about the engine for the moment. Let's move on to the next stage of